still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Psalm 46 and verse 10. I thought that was just an appropriate way for us to start off the discussion this morning. While it's not necessarily the topic that we're going to have today, what a beautiful verse. It's for us to just be still and be reminded that God is in control, and He will, by His own words, He will be exalted. Praise God for that. This is Rusty Brand with the Oakland Church of Christ. Thank you again for taking a couple minutes today to start your day with us. We hope that we help you get started on a good note, maybe encourage you some along the way, and we certainly are hopeful that you'll have a good day. As we started this week, I mentioned that my plan was to just take some brief passages from the Sermon on the Mount, some very probably well-known, probably rather simple passages, share those with you along with some thoughts to hopefully encourage you and encourage all of us as we continue in our lives each day. On Monday, we did that. We talked about the Beatitudes. We talked about how we're truly blessed when we think about it in light of that scripture, in all the ways that God or Jesus specifically said there. And then yesterday, we talked about loving our enemies from Matthew chapter 5, beginning in verse 43. And we're going to skip ahead just a little bit today to the beginning of Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to talk about our good deeds and doing them for the simple fact of pleasing God. So beginning here in verse 1 of chapter 6, take heed that you do not do your charitable deeds before men to be seen by them. Otherwise, you have no reward from your Father in heaven. Therefore, when you do a charitable deed, do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory from men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do a charitable deed, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Again, probably a passage you've heard many times. You know, I think in the day and age that we live in with social media all around us, with so many people kind of living their lives, as it's been said before, sort of out loud or living their lives on social media, you see a lot of things where people post their good deeds. I don't know that they mean it in some way to be perhaps bragging on themselves or having a look at me type of attitude. Unfortunately, sometimes it comes across that way. What we want to encourage you today is we all certainly understand a very basic concept in the scriptures, and that is that we should be doing good, that we should find opportunity to serve our fellow man, that we should do that in situations where no one really knows about it. Now, certainly understanding there may be times when we don't have a choice, someone may see it, someone may know about it, that it all couldn't be without someone knowing, but that is not our goal. And here's why it's not our goal. If you picked up on what we read there, it says in verse 1, if they're seen before men, and that's our goal, then we have no reward from our Father. But down in verse 4 now, we try to do them in secret. We do them for the purpose of doing good and serving our Lord, that our Father who sees everything could reward us openly. Galatians 6 and verse 9 says, let us not grow weary, in doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And then I want to close with this beautiful verse from Proverbs 19 and verse 17. It says, he who has pity on the poor lends it to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Isn't that a wonderful thought? Find opportunity to do good for those who are less fortunate than we are. Find opportunity to serve them in some way. God sees it, and God will pay it back. It says here, if we have pity on the poor, we're lending it to God, and He will most certainly pay it back. What a wonderful thought to close with as we think about the idea and the concept from Scripture of us doing good and serving our fellow man for the simple fact that God has told us to, and we want to please God. We hope you have a good day.